Good morning, this is Michelle and Kate with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, new analysis from high-resolution drone imagery from the Great Barrier Reef's north has shown that at least 97% of corals in a reef off of Lizard Island have died. This comes at one of the worst coral bleaching events, as this summer marks the fifth mass bleaching event of the Great Barrier Reef in 8 years. UNESCO has urged the federal government to improve its climate targets and reduce land clearing, saying the full extent of the damage from this summer's bleaching is not yet known. The Australian Institute of Marine Sciences will release its annual report on coral reef conditions later this year.
About 20% of commuters using Brisbane ferries have taken up using smart ticketing since its introduction in April, allowing commuters to tap on using a bank card or digital wallets. Over 145,000 trips were taken using the new method. Smart ticketing is expected to be available on buses across southeast Queensland, where the technology was installed on over 2,600 buses. However, it still needs to be switched on for transporter use. Currently, smart ticketing is available for paying full adult fares on train commutes, accounting for 15 million trips using the ticketing service thus far.
In national news, the New South Wales government is facing stark criticism over its report on the best methods for reducing emissions from coal mines. The introductory statement of the report appalled many, with its opening statement saying that it is generally accepted that the original Paris Treaty goal will not be met. Science agencies have said the world is not on track to limiting heating to 2 degrees Celsius, but not that the goal cannot be met. And the 1.5 degree limit as designated by the Paris Agreement is internationally legally binding by all the signatories. Piper Rollins, a methane campaigner for ACF, says much of Australia's methane pollution comes from coal mines in New South Wales and Queensland, and that it is a serious concern that the advice in the report does not adequately address the problem.
Labour Friends of Palestine have written a letter in support of Fatima Payman's decision to cross the floor earlier this week in voting for a Greens motion to support Palestinian statehood. Labour Friends of Palestine said this action is consistent with Labour principles and policy, rejecting Federal Labour's stance on this being a weakening of its commitment to the issue. Payman told reporters in Canberra after the Senate vote on Tuesday evening that she had not walked alone, but rather with the supporters who encouraged her not to give up on her stance for Palestinian rights. After coalition criticism over Payman crossing the floor, Anthony Albanese suspended Payman for the rest of the caucus.
In international news, Joe Biden has pardoned thousands of military service members in the United States who were convicted of consensual gay sex. This allows veterans to access lost pay and benefits, as well as having their military discharges upgraded. This has taken place within Pride Month, celebrating those within the LGBTQIA+ community, where Biden says that the action is righting a historical wrong for brave individuals who stood in the front lines of freedom. Administration officials declined to say why Mr. Biden had not acted on the pardons sooner.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cool with patches of cloud cover and a chance of showers in the afternoon. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23 degrees. The UV index is predicted to reach a 3 between now and 1 p.m, which is the moderate band, so be sure to slip, slop, slap. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Although just before you go, given this is Talking Zeds, I'd like to, you know, meant to talk to people, and you are
talk to the Zeds.
You are both people who I don't know, so I then can accept for this morning, so I can randomly talk to you. And you are obviously interested in, you know, news and journalism and all that stuff. So not so many good news stories in there, although the Biden one wasn't too bad. The Biden one's all right.
Yeah, not too many good news stories, but also not. There's a couple of good ones, I reckon. Well, a couple of interesting ones, at least. Yeah.
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 Interesting. I mean, you know, like the coral death, not so good.
Coral death, not so good, but.
It's certainly interesting. I mean, I'm not saying you should hide the bad news.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think in general, there is more bad news than good news. And yeah, it's important to note what's going on, then we can take actions to have better news going forward. And there is good news if you look for it, but it is definitely a little bit harder to find. So,
is that part of the existential despair gripping the younger generation?
Yeah, but I guess also people tend to focus on like the negatives than the positives.
Yeah.
Or like the negatives tend to be more of like an anomaly. So you'll like look towards those anomalies and report on those than what's, I guess, normal.
But surely good news would be an anomaly given how much bad news there is.
I guess the good news is we all woke up here today, right?
Yes. Well, there's certainly, you know, got to come into Triple Z. What can be gooder than that?
Yep.
There's no better, but, you know, I realise you can't do a news story on how good it is to be alive and how wonderful Triple Z is or anything.
But, you
like
know,
that.
Sometimes there is news about, oh, like this national park just opened up, or look at this species, it's coming back. So there are things that come up now and then, but it is just a little bit less common maybe. And maybe just the everyday things that we take for granted aren't considered newsworthy. So that could be part of it as well.
Yeah. Could well be. Anyway, yes, thank you for that. Wasn't trying to, you know.
No, thank you. It was nice to talk a little bit. Yeah.
Just, you know, extract a bit of the understanding of the mind of the newsmakers.
Yeah.
That is us.
And all of that stuff. So,
yeah. And hopefully, you know, bad news can still encourage people to, oh, hey, what can we do to help solve this, right? So that's good.
All those things. No, it wasn't being critical. It wasn't being critical. It was being questioning, querying.
Lovely. Investigating.
Yeah, all of that stuff. Anyway,
thank you
for your time.
Thank you.
We can call it quits now. You can take your headphones. Okay. That's all right. Microphone's off. That's all good. Here's a song.